under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into the show. Hour number two of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network on this hump day Wednesday, February 7th, 2024 edition. Joining us on the line right now is a longtime Patriot conservative friend of mine, Dr. Rob Steele, University of Michigan heart surgeon, currently the RNC National Committee Man for the state of Michigan, and he's running for re-election. Wanted to have him on the show today. Good morning, Rob.
Hey, Trucker, always great to be on Your Defending Fathers with your great Patriot Voice Radio. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir. We go back, Rob, all the way back to actually Dr. Ron Paul and the Tea Party days, you know, 2008, 2009 when the movement started. And you were doing your thing downstate. I was doing my thing up here in northern Michigan. And we met at a few Tea Party rallies. We've been conservative patriots fighting the good fight all these years. You ran for Congress. Tell the folks about that run back in the day when you first started.
Yeah, and just a little correction. I got to go on the physician part. Yeah, I'm a cardiologist, not a surgeon, an interventional cardiologist, and I was on faculty at Michigan for 20 years, but in private practice now. But yes. Yeah, it's an interesting story. I ran for Congress working full time as a cardiologist. I had never been to a Republican meeting before. I just was tired of what was going on, came in with the Tea Party, and you know, it was a great experience. Learned a lot about the process and about the swamp and what we have to do to try to beat them. And I've been, you know, fighting the swamp ever since.
Yeah, absolutely. And as a result, after Dave Ajema was Michigan's Republican National Committee Man, did you run and get elected to that position right after Dave, or was there somebody else in between
you? Yes, it was right after Dave. Dave decided not to run. I then ran and have been there. You know, I came in with President Trump, and that's a key thing. You know, certainly if you have any delegates listening, why they should be thinking about voting for me, reelecting me, is because the term runs with the president. And so at the end of the national convention, the new term starts. And so, you know, we got to keep the Trump team together. I know his campaign for the last 8 years. And so we got to get over the hump, you know, put Michigan first and D.C. last. And the only way we can do that is to reelect President Trump.
Yes. Well, in that vein, part of the Michigan team that gave him the victory in 2016, here especially winning the state of Michigan by 10,708 votes. Surprising news last night, Ronna Romney decided she's going to step down, resign as national chair. What's your thoughts on that real quick?
Yeah, well, I haven't heard that confirmed. Everything I've seen says alleged and reported, so I don't have any additional information on that. But, you know, President Trump is, you know, the leader of the party, and, you know, he certainly has his say. There's no question about that.
Yeah, curious to see who he would like to see replace her heading into this very important election. One other thing I did want to ask you, Rob, and I want to tee you up for the next segment to really get into the deep dive of this. We all know that the Democrats have Californiaized the state of Michigan this past legislative year, 2023, with all their radical agendas and all the things they've done. But one of the biggest things they did, Rob, was they moved our presidential primary up to February 27th. And as a result, that violated RNC rules. We were going to lose some voting delegates at the national convention in Milwaukee this summer. But you were right in the middle of that fight. And I just want to tee you up before we go into the break. I want you to go into detail explaining the process and exactly how you worked with the RNC, you worked with Christina Caramo, the attorneys, you worked with everybody to try to get a solution and to avoid us losing our delegates at the national convention. I want to get into that, and I also want to get into strategy for winning here in 2024. Can we do that, Rob?
Absolutely, absolutely, no question about it. And hey, neighbor, I forgot to mention, of course, I've been an Antrim County taxpayer for 50 years up there.
I know you have, brother. We appreciate it. Short break. We'll be right back.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I received a quality education, and it was instilled in me, if I worked hard enough, I could do anything. That is the American dream. Today, our school children are not getting the same opportunity. Instead of learning the Constitution and basic academics, children are being groomed by Marxist ideas. We need to eliminate the Department of Education and protect our children. As your next U.S. Senator, they will have to go through me to get to your kids. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water, PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Take out the paper. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tellini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebels for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Got on board a westbound 747. Didn't think before deciding.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two, staying on through the break is Dr. Rob Steele. He is the RNC National Committee Man for the state of Michigan. And, Rob, I want to mute my microphone. I want to ask you a question, and then I want you to give us all of the information on this topic. The Democrats passed a law of our election laws that moved our presidential primary up to February 27th. That's before the March 1st deadline. And that goes against RNC rules at the national level. It was going to cost us some delegates. I want you to explain the entire process to everybody and what you did in leading the fight to get our delegates back for the state or for the national convention in Milwaukee this summer.
Yeah, thank you, Trucker. So, yeah, there's a lot of inside baseball, but the bottom line is that the Democrats, by their legislature and Whitmer signing, put us in the penalty box. The RNC had allotted us 55 delegates. We would have been in a penalty box down to only 12 delegates, and that would have been a disaster for Michigan. It means the presidential candidates would not have paid attention to Michigan, and we would be on the back foot going into the general election. And, of course, it penalizes, you know, Michigan, say, at the national convention. It would keep our people off our platform committee. It would keep our people off the rules committee. So it's very important for us to keep our 55 delegates. So I came up with this process where we would have some allotted in the primary, where all you voters, you know, every voter, precinct delegate or not, every voter, like you normally do, go February 27th. And vote for your presidential candidate of your choice. And in fact, we encourage people to vote early, to practice starting to bank your vote. And that vote on February 27th will give 16 delegates to the various presidential candidates. But more importantly, what we came up with to not only keep the 55 delegates, what we came up with was to hand 39 of those delegates, national delegate choices, out to the precinct delegates in their congressional district. So not only did we keep the power of our 55 delegates, we gave 39 of them to the precinct delegates, therefore preventing the Operation Chaos of Democrats crossing over and meddling and giving our delegates their rightful say in their choice of presidential candidates. And so that's very important because these national delegates will go on the platform committee and the Rules Committee, and will also be, for most of them, supporting Donald Trump. My estimate is that Donald Trump will get 50 range out of the 55 delegates in Michigan, and that will definitely be the end of the primary season in terms of who has a chance
to Yeah, win. Now on that point, Rob, as I'm listening to you explaining the process, people need to understand this, is because the Democrats have united for now anyway, for their nominee, Joe Biden. There's no reason on February 27th for Democrats to even vote for Biden here in Michigan, because right now he's, you know, supposedly the incumbent president. He's running for reelection. He's not really being challenged in any way, shape, or form. And they would then be able to, in a primary, they could cross over and vote for Ron DeSantis or somebody that's even dropped out of the race, skewing the numbers as far as the number of delegates could be assigned to the national convention come Milwaukee.
Sure. And, Rush Limbaugh used to refer to that as Operation Chaos. Both sides do it. But I would say to all the primary voters out there, hey, if you saw Vivek come on the scene and you thought, wow, he's an interesting guy and you want to vote for him, go vote for him. He'll be on the ballot. But we know President Trump is, you know, the one who's going to, put Michigan first above the D.C. swamp. And it's critical that we have him rather than, you know, Whitmer Biden, which will definitely put Michigan last and put liberal California policies in Washington, D.C. ahead of Michigan. So we definitely need to get that taken care of.
So you were instrumental in making sure that the precinct delegates, which is something I've educated my listeners up here in northern Michigan, we have all new precinct delegates. We have a lot of new county party chairs, vice chairs, executive boards completely replaced. We've taken over a lot of counties up here in northern Michigan with all new faces, patriots that really want to fight the fight. One of the questions I want to ask you then, I want to make sure we're clear on, you were instrumental in getting those delegates back for us, but not only getting them back, but getting them processed basically approved, voted on by us, the grassroots precinct delegates.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, the division of the delegates between the primary and the convention congressional districts was actually literally my idea. And of course, I had been on the executive committee for 5 years at the RNC previously, not currently. I'm also on the rules committee. And so my knowledge of the people involved and being able to negotiate the idea to work our way around the rules and keep us out of the penalty box and keep our delegates at home. I was very involved in that. And then our policy committee here in Michigan put those rules to paper for the state committee. And then the MIGOP got everything submitted into the RNC where we were approved to keep our delegates.
Now, one thing I know for a fact is Dave Ajima, back in 2012, when he was in your role that you currently are serving, and again, we're talking with Dr. Rob Steele. He's running for re-election to be our RNC national committee man from Michigan. This process that you talk about, one thing that happened that Dave had his hand in and was a very loud stood up, and you know Dave, he gets his points across, was involved in the platform for the party of 2012 that Romney, Ryan were somewhat obligated to run under, as well as other Republicans that year. I know there was a process in 2016 that Donald Trump was part of as well. Where are we at this year, Rob? Is that process continuing to be the same? Is there going to be a new platform for 2024 for folks to be a Republican to run on?
Yes, and so, in fact, there's a lot of confusion about what the Republican National Committee does, and if you look at the rules of the committee, literally the only thing that's in the rules that is the responsibility of the National Committee is to hold the National Convention, to put on, organize, and run the National Convention and nominate a Republican presidential candidate. And part of that National Convention is the platform committee meets, and this is consisting of delegates from around the country. The rules committee meets. This is consisting of delegates from around the country. And it's very important that national delegates are there and on that those committees. It's not the RNC members, the small number of RNC members doing this work. It's the entire national committee, national delegate convention. And it's especially important now because in 2020 with COVID, the entire national convention delegation did not get together because of COVID. And so the RNC members chose at that time not to change the platform in any way because we felt it would be unfair to make changes with this small number of people and not let the national delegates have their say. So it's critical, that these delegates get there and get to the national convention and have their say in the platform and in the rules, two of the key things that happen at the national convention.
Yes, because I remember riding the bus down to Cleveland back in 2016 and getting there early and seeing Michonne Maddock and quite a few other folks that were on those exact committees you're referring to. I know you were a part of it as well, that year being your election year. But the process is critical to saying, okay, here's the rules of how the game's going to be played. Here's the platform. If you're going to run as a Republican and file, before the April deadlines for all of our affidavits of identities for all these offices, you got to know basically who we are as Republicans and what you're agreeing to do if you're going to have an R behind your name.
Yeah, and I think it's critical for people to understand. Again, there's just a lot of chatter in both the conservative and mainstream media about the RNC, of course, but what most people don't understand is that the RNC is 70% new since Donald Trump. I came in with President Trump, and I'm one of the 70% new pro-Trump America First members of the RNC. And so it's not apparent by reading that in the press or that sort of thing, but it's, I mentioned to you the other day, we've got more doctors on the RNC than we do political consultants. And it's just an organization of people who a lot of them came in the Tea Party or later and, want to put America first and drain the swamp. And I think, for delegates or people who are interested in being delegates, you're going to your February 15th county convention there. If you want to go to the state convention and vote for me, then you will say, hey, I want to go to the state convention down in Detroit. And on March 2nd, you will vote for your presidential candidate. You will vote for the individuals in your congressional district, which will go to the national convention and represent your presidential candidate and you. And then you will vote for me in the National Committee Man and National Committee Woman slot. So, you know, all of this is going on coming up over the next few weeks. But then if you're interested in going to the national convention, you should be campaigning in your congressional district right now to say, hey, I want to be one of the three people in our congressional district going to the national convention in Milwaukee this summer to represent President Trump and sit on the Rules or Platform Committee.
And that, again, is at the national convention in Milwaukee this summer.
That's correct. Yep. It's in July.
July. Now let me ask you this question. There is only three representatives from each congressional district. Is that an accurate statement?
That's correct. We have 13 congressional districts. Each sends three to the national convention for a total of 39 selected by our precinct delegates. And then we have 16 selected by the primary voters statewide.
February 27th, election
correct.
Day. Got it. Got a text message real quick. Do you see this being resolved before the county conventions? Do you think the RNC chair position, whether it's validated, confirmed or not, whether Ronna Romney McDaniel has resigned, do you think that'll happen before the county conventions or perhaps later after the county conventions prior to March 2nd? Just your opinion.
Well, I can tell you that everybody at the RNC and in our members' meeting, I did a little presentation to the rest of the members about the importance of Michigan, and they all get it. These are all people who have, you know, been around the election process, and they understand that Michigan is a battleground state, and our electoral votes and our U.S. Senate seat and our open House seats are critical to help President Trump put America first and drain the swamp. So everybody on the RNC knows this needs to be resolved quickly, and the committee that is looking at this and processing all the information has already been formed, and these are people on the committee that were not selected by the officers or Ronna. These were people selected from their own sections of the RNC, were divided by geography. So the representatives from Midwest happen to be from Missouri and Ohio. There's one from Louisiana and Oklahoma. There's Hawaii and Nevada. You know, so these are people chosen within their region, not by Ronna or the legal department or anyone else. So they are already meeting, and they understand the time crunch here.
Absolutely. Okay, very good. Appreciate that information. Now, lastly, I just want to ask you this question, real short answer. We are at, I believe, the most critical election of our lifetime. I know you and I have said this all the time, and every year it seems like every election year, Rob, that comes out of our mouths. But seriously, this is the most important election upcoming this year.
Well, that and we say that because every year the safeguards become, you know, broken down more and more, and we're clearly at that point. And having President Trump and in there for our Supreme Court and judges, we know where the Biden administration is heading, you know, darkness, no energy. And we know that President Trump is going to protect our border. He's going to have energy coming like crazy. That will revolutionize our foreign policy and stop all these conflicts and quit giving money to the Middle East terrorists, and will, you know, allow us in Michigan, especially with all the crazy EV mandates and all that, let us get our feet back under us and have Michigan continue to lead the country in high tech manufacturing and higher education.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate you again, Dr. Rob Steele. He's asking for the delegates to vote for him on March 2nd down in Detroit. And greatly appreciate you coming on the show today, Rob. We'll let you get back to work.
Okay, thank you. I mean, after all these years of fighting for you know, conservative ideas, it's finally great to see the party come in our direction. Thanks a lot, Trucker.
Okay, buddy. We'll talk to you later. Bomb the Hour News Break. We'll be right back.